Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. What's up?
Can I borrow your ID? Do you have swipe access to the...
Yeah, I think I do. My ID should be in my coat pocket.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. You know, right when we went live on air.
Yeah.
It's in the chest pocket. That's the jacket. You had it.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, chest pocket.
Okay.
But you're listening to All Chat, the video game talk show. Sorry. Got it?
I think so.
It should be behind the ID. Yep. Just tap it. It should work. Yeah, it's 5:01. If you were enjoying the weather this week, I'm happy for you. But, you know, some people had to work during those hours, peak hours. Luckily, I didn't have class during that time, and I was outside on the lawn the entire day.
Ooh,
I was
out
there for
nice.
Like 3 hours. It was pretty nice. I got a nice tan.
Happened?
I got a nice tan.
Like the weather just dropped.
And then the weather just, you know, does what global warming does and just, you know, did a 180. Did it work?
No, but it's
a damn. I should have access to there. You're listening to All Chat, and today we have two trainees with us. Again, same as last week. And my co-host couldn't make it this week again because I told him there's no point. We're not doing our show regularly, so he's not trained. So he would just be sitting here doing nothing. So I told him not to come. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and we're going to be playing a few songs here and there and coming back and talking to you guys. They're going to take over the board for a bit, so if you ever hear anything, if you ever hear nothing, that's a sign. If you ever hear anything that doesn't sound normal, that's also a sign. It could also be me. I could also be messing up. But either way, we're going to be listening to a few different songs. I have two songs queued so we can get the transferring going. What songs do you guys have queued up? Want to start with you?
I have a song by
I can barely hear you, sorry.
I have a song by Khalid, Location, and then also a song by Quinn92, Straitjacket. I like saw him live last night, so it's
oh, really?
Stuck in my
wow.
head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where?
House of Blues.
House of Blues is such a nice venue.
Yeah. I keep
it's
forgetting
such a nice venue.
Yeah.
I've only been there
so
once
nice.
My sophomore year here. To see Walk the Moon, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I feel like you have to go if you go, or if you live in the area.
Yeah, I've gone to House of Blues in Chicago many times, and it's like the exact same vibe. It's amazing.
Really?
How about you? What song do you have ready?
One of them was, what did I have? It was a song called One Night Only from Trombone Shorty. It's like nice jazz mm-hmm. fusion. I liked it. And the other one was Young Girls by Bruno Mars. I've been feeling him a little
fun.
Bit lately.
Sweet. So yeah, that's what you can come to expect in the next, you know, hour. They're going to take over the board for maybe 15 minutes each, so we'll see what time we have in the middle. And we'll play a PSA as well, maybe two, so they can each practice that. But we're going to go back into the music, and I hope you guys stick around. I promise it won't be a terrible show. It'll be interesting to listen, I promise, I swear. All right, going to play this song that I picked. Here we go.
Somebody taking a picture of him doing his thing. So y'all make sure y'all follow Rick Wilson, okay? At Rick Wilson, R-I-C-W-I-L. There it is right there.
I don't chase the wave. I just make the wave. Hanging loose, loose, loose. Hanging loose, loose, loose. I don't chase the wave. I just make the wave. Hanging loose, loose, loose. Hanging loose, loose, loose. If I tell you something, tell it decent. Bennett mean it's great, I'm from Chicago. All my niggas smarter than the Play-Doh. We got Hebrew Brent, we fuck Picasso. Shouts to all the thoughts and all the knots. People in the hundreds in the potholes. You can't be a goofy nor a stain. Hidden licks and dives and tricks, the motto. Don't stress over milk that's spilled. Brush it off if the shit don't kill. Not surprised when we good news. Cause we put it in the atmosphere. Not scared if I never get rich. But I don't wanna stay right here. I'm not him or them. But I'ma make sure the world gon' heal. I don't chase the wave, I just make the wave. Hanging loose, loose, loose. Hanging loose, loose, loose. I don't chase the wave, I just make the wave. Hanging loose, loose, loose. Hanging loose, loose, loose. We'll be right back.
chase the wave. I just make the wave. Hanging loose, loose, loose. Hanging loose, loose, loose. Hey, buzzing all of a sudden in discussions, but I don't want your likes. I got loving. Granny was a couple from a dozen, so I don't need your friendship. I got cousins. Auntie told me stop with all the cussing, but you can't stop a skillet once it's hot. Smiling at the things that I'm not. Thanking God for everything I got. Didn't wanna fuck with me, but then I realized more friends fuck with me. Used to stress over the shit I thought I need, but then my cousin passed and I had epiphany. Like everything I did, why man I'm supposed to be here? Why he gotta die and I'm alive with? Writing shit through the lens of my fist, and I ain't gonna be defined by my tears. Turn the lights off and put the candles on. Be quiet, finna sing happy birthday, all right? All right. Shh, shh, shh. Happy glow day to you. Happy glow day to you. Happy glow day, my homie. Happy glow day to you. She like me, thank the Lord. Don't need to date, just fall in love with me. And you gon' make my day. Please invite me to your temple. Just believe me when I say that. Lord have mercy. Coming down.
you're intimate. Say you are.
I'm gon' praise him, praise him till I'm gone. I'm gon' praise him, praise him till I'm gone. When the praises go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin, saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now, look out for your family. He has ordered my steps, gave me a sword with a crest, and gave Donnie a trumpet in case I get shortness of breath. Don't be mad.
I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up,
good God,
the blessing come down.
Good God,
when the praises go up, oh,
good God,
the blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up,
oh, the blessings come down. The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Down. Good God!
They booked the nicest hotels on the 59th floor, with the big wide windows, with the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money, ain't no Twitter in heaven. I know them drugs isn't close, ain't no visit in heaven. I know the difference in blessings and worldly possessions, like my ex-girl getting pregnant and her becoming my everything. I'm at war with my wrongs, I'm writing four different songs. I never forged it or forfeited, I'm a force to be reconciled. They want 4-minute song, you need a 4-hour praise dance performed every morn. I'm feeling shortness of breath, so Nico grab you a horn. Hit Jericho with the buzzer beater to end the quarter. Watch brick and mortar fall like dripping water. The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Oh, oh.
The blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Are you ready?
The blessings come down.
For your blessings.
When the praises go up.
Are you ready?
The blessings come down.
For your miracle.
Are you ready? 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 Are you ready?
It seems like blessings keep falling in.
Hello, hello.
You're hello, listening testing, to testing.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Brandon. I'm a trainee today.
Yeah, you are. But you're on the other side of the table.
I know.
I'm over here on the guest side.
I have so much power right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So
I
yeah.
feel like I've been hijacked. I feel like I can do nothing. I could just, you know, lay back.
Yeah, you're just chilling right now.
Yeah. If you fail, it's like, you know, a learning
it's
experience.
All me.
Like I'm still a good teacher even if you fail.
Exactly.
Because then you learn more.
Yeah, you learn by doing. So yeah, I was liking that song. I'm a big fan of Chan.
Yeah.
And so I got two songs lined up mm-hmm. for you.
You told us about that
next.
Earlier.
Yeah.
What was the other thing we should? I said you guys I wanted you to do before. No, we're gonna. Okay, so yeah, we're gonna go into a song, and then I'll be calling in. So if you hear my voice temporarily through the radio waves, it's because we're practicing answering phone calls and putting phone calls on air. I've done this every semester, and every semester is just as funny because it'll be in the middle of a song, and then I make you put me on air, so you'll hear my voice for like 3 seconds during a song. Hopefully people can't hear it because it'll be like, you know,
it won't be on the air.
Yeah, the song will override my voice. So yeah, go ahead and put us into the song. Or introduce it at least.
All right, so this is called One Night Only by a man named Trombone Shorty. He's a jazz artist. He started out when he was pretty young.
Cool.
He's a lot older now, but I still really enjoy his music, so I'm hoping you do too.
Oh, I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
She's a psycho from a Midwest suburb. No straitjacket could hold her. Wild eyes, they will lure me in her trap. I go mad just to hold her. Until I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, then the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, hey. She's a loose cannon with a temper so absurd, hiding from the police, yeah. Took pills with a name I'd never heard, but they were for sleep, she fooled me. That's when I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, then the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, hey. Said something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warned on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, and the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, hey. And I tell everyone. And I tell everyone.
Hello, we are back.
Hello, hello.
I'm Sarah, the other trainee, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
There you go. Got the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is your
mic on?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, sweet. Awesome.
I'm just making sure. Nice.
Just double checking. Tell us about the song you just played.
I just played Street Jacket by Quinn92, and I saw it last night, as I said before, and he closed the show with it, and it was unreal how hype it was.
Is that the top? Is that his, like,
yeah,
most
that's, like,
song?
His most well-known song,
yeah, so
I would
you close
say.
With it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Pretty nice. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. your voice sounds low, but can we turn that up?
Three.
Are you on four?
No, I'm on four. Hello.
Hello, hello. I've always noticed that mic four specifically has always been mic four has a very low like threshold. Gain. Like yeah, it's like it's very low. A very high threshold, low gain. So you kind of have to like push all the way up for someone's voice to be like a normal level, depending on how loud they are. Some people who are very loud, that's the best. That's the best mic for the most loudest people.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, mic four, not amazing. Yeah. What are we gonna do next?
I think play another song and then a PSA.
And then a PSA. Yeah. Also, do you want? Would you rather play one from Rivendell or would you rather read one out of the PSA binder?
I'm gonna go with play one. Pre-recorded on.
That's always the safest bet. I'll tell you, the binder ones are pretty fun, especially if you do it with friends, because then you could do like a character.
It'd be like a story.
Exactly, it's like story time. Or you can play ridiculous music in the background, or very dramatic, like bum 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 bum, like something very dramatic. So yeah, you can play us into the next song. What song are you gonna play?
Location by Khalid.
Always
can't
good.
Go wrong.
Yeah. No. All right.
Send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me. This is new to you. Initially I didn't wanna fall, but you gather my attention. It was all for you. So don't take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love off of some sweet, so let's get personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Ship me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's find the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. Ride, come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you.
I don't need nothing else but you.
Ride, come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you. Nothing else but you.
Hey, I can hear myself.
There you go.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you too.
Okay, now we can put me off air.
Okay.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal State Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
All right. That wasn't so bad, was it?
Not terrible.
A little stressful.
A little stressful, right? Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. I don't know. It seemed like for you, it wasn't that bad. It seemed like you had kind of almost like familiar with the soundboard already.
Oh, it's because I watched the video thingy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's not everyone does. And not I as the training coordinator, have never made anyone watch that or even suggest it, because we tried that once and no one really watched it. / it was weird to implement homework.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
But for those that are actually interested and really want to make sure they get it right, it's a good tool. So yeah, you were very familiar with it. And the way you were on the board, it reminded me of, you did really well. You did really, really well. But it reminds me of me. Like, I get that way every other time I'm on here. And they'll be like, crap. But yeah, it's weird, especially the first time I took over the board when I was a trainee. I was so nervous to speak on air. Like, my heart was, like, pounding. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to speak on air. Like, I'm in control. And the community member was sitting on the other side. And I was like, I'm in his show right now. But, yeah, it wasn't that bad. It's a really good learning experience. Like, that's the best way to really practice. And when you get your own shows and come in here, you'll have that experience to bring with you. And I'm sure your shows will go great. With only, you always hope for the smallest of hiccups, nothing major. Mm-hmm. So after this, we can do the show or the quiz. But we do have another 20 minutes until the end of the show. Usually I'm used to, you know, at least one other trainee taking over the board.
Oh, yeah.
For another 10, 15 minutes.
Time, yeah,
yeah, exactly. Sometimes you have to rush trainees through this stuff. I already went and said what I did for the really nice 70-degree weather day. How about you tell me what you did?
What day was that?
Like Wednesday.
Wednesday? Yeah. So my first class is until like 4:30. So
wow,
I didn't really,
like in the afternoon.
Yeah. I only have one class, I have a lab every other week. So
okay.
I have a class and a lab. So my stuff's always in the evening. But I didn't wake up. I woke up, at like 12 something. So by that point, everyone and I came outside and everybody was outside. And I was like, it's a beautiful day outside. Mm-hmm. So like I did as much homework as I could outside. And I
exactly.
ate like lunch
yeah.
on the lawn. And I took naps on the lawn. It was
me too.
Very nice.
I brought a blanket with me. I brought my speaker. I brought I had the setup.
Yeah.
There's only so many semesters that you get the chance to have that nice weather in February.
Yeah, I thought it was cracking me up when I walked on Prez Lawn and there was people grilling out.
Yeah.
Like, I walked down and I was like,
a grill.
I smell smoke.
Yeah. You want to make the most of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, in February, people grilling out.
Yeah, exactly. This has not happened in the past 4 years, I can tell you that. The past 4 years have been a very brutal winter.
Mm.
Especially with the storm my freshman year.
Oh, man.
It was like, we had 4 snow days. It was crazy.
Wow.
That was my first year of college. And I was like, do we get snow days all the time? Is this normal? Like, it was a lot of snow days. It was like, 2 were back to back, and then 2 other ones were like in different weeks, where it was just like an insane
Dang.
Amount of snow
they
in
just,
such
like,
a small amount of time.
Down.
Yeah, it was like, because of, you know, plowing streets, you'll have piles that were taller than you of snow, like along the street. So because so many, professors just couldn't get to campus / workers couldn't get to campus. Like, we live on campus, but for those that can't or don't, it was a very rough commute. So they just canceled classes many times. We had to make up for it by having less reading periods during finals, which sucked.
Okay. Mm.
But it was still pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Be like, let's hope for a snow
nice.
Day.
Yeah. It's like
so, yeah. What did you do for your 70-degree weather day?
A lot of the same. I was just out on the lawn for a lot of the day doing homework and hanging out with my friends, and I walked to Davis, which was really nice.
Oh, that's always a nice walk.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone every tough student that was on campus that day at some point was on the Prez lawn. Like,
yeah,
without a doubt. Maybe it just walked by, but you know, vicariously lived through everyone. Yeah. I know there's a lot of people that have like jobs during that time or like from 9 to 5 and stuff like that, which is unlucky, but
the winter hibernation was over. Everyone was like, we're going out.
Yeah. Everyone, like, it was basically summer at that point. Everyone was in summer wear, like doing summer
so
things
many people
with
outside.
The grill. Like, yeah, exactly. Let me play another song. I'm wondering if I should keep the theme that I already had going, but I don't know who else to bring out.
Sticking with Chicago?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go with one of the more obvious selections. I just don't know if there are any clean versions of any of his songs. I'm hoping that there is. No, it's not looking like there is, which is one of the biggest reasons I don't play Kanye on my show, only because there's only, like, I can't find clean versions. Like, I go on YouTube and find the clean version. Mm-hmm. But let's see if The Life of Pablo has any. Yes, no. you can definitely assume that this is not going to happen.
Classic Kanye.
Then I'll just pick one at random. Have you guys looked at the schedule as to like when you want your show to be?
Have not.
What time would you be like, okay, no, I can't do a show at that time? What if your show was at 2 a.m.? Would you do it?
A 2 a.m. show I could do.
Depends what night.
Depends what night,
me.
Right?
Okay, yeah. If I have true. Early class, then no, but on a weekend, maybe.
Yeah, that was my first show.
2 a.m.
2 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Okay.
Which is good, because Sundays are usually lazy days anyway.
And
at least for me.
That one's not terrible.
You can play Kanye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's when I could play whatever the heck I wanted to. Let's do this. What aux am I on? There we go. We're all learning. Okay. There we go. Is it going to play? Maybe. There it is. All right, we'll see you after this song, or maybe another one.
Yeah.
she can say in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club.
Slowly, taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly.
Your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream catcher. Dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in
this house. Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain. Holy, I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly.
Yeah, we're back on air. Sorry, didn't let you know about that one. Let me put my headphones on. Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so I wanted to read a PSA. Sorry for whoever's listening and heard or the music just cut off. My phone kind of just fell off the desk, and now the wires are really... Okay, I'm going to fix that later. it's bothering me, though. I'm going to read this PSA. Since everyone did a PSA, I want to do one. I'm going to... do a binder one, so I get to do a voice one. I don't know. I never know whether to read the title, kind of like a poem. Like, is it part of it? I'll go with it. Passenger, texting while driving prevention PSA. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Whoa, that was impressive. I didn't know where that was going. But apparently it's, you know, if someone's in a car right now and they look over and the person driving is texting, it's like, wow, you think that text is worth more than my life. It sounds melodramatic, but not wrong. Did you hear about this new app that's like apparently blowing up? It promotes safe driving. It's like an app that tracks your, like, kind of like a, do you guys have Fitbits or know like how, or have a friend that uses them a lot?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, where it track, you put this app on while you're driving, and it lets you know how you're doing. Like at the end, it'll give you a review of like it give you out of 5 stars how your driving was and like how you can improve. Like it keeps track of like how you stop, how you how you accelerate. It, like it tracks all that kind of stuff. And people have been enjoying it a lot because it promotes good driving, because it makes you want to do better the next time.
Oh, I'm going to be very bad at that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a safe driver, just probably not the best driver.
Well, I learned how to drive in Chicago, which is like not as packed as LA and New York City, but still like a city. So it's, I feel like it's different from those cities that like have less population.
Oh, no. I'm like, I always find myself being super aggressive, and then like I came here and I was like, oh my goodness, there's other people that drive like me.
Oh yeah, the entirety of Boston probably drives like you
though. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be.
Boston is notorious for its drivers.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm gonna get attacked for that, but anyway, we're gonna move on. We have five, technically 10 minutes left. I will add or play another song. Let's do this one. And hopefully I won't interrupt it this time. If it is, I think it's playing, it just has a buildup. All right, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO in Medford. This is All Chat, the video game talk show. But it's not a talk show today. Today it's a training show. But we'll get back to the regular scheduled stuff next week.
We'll drive until the gas is gone. And then walk until our feet are torn. Crawl until we feed the soil. Film the whole thing. It's all business in the left-hand lane. Drive there and then drive back again. Escape can't be the only way to escape. So I've gotten used to coffee sweats. Still getting used to road regrets. And hell, I took you up on all your threats to leave. It's a shame. It's a crying shame. Them's the brave. Country tuned. It's never been the lens that I see through. But I guess driving for a week or two puts words in your mouth. So find Dodge and then get out of it. It's about country as I get. So you ain't living till you're living it. Not dead till you die. But watch out for the paraphrase. 'Cause they will crown you and they will take your the brakes and ain't
actually really like this song. I just found it again in my musical library 2 days ago. Welcome back, and thanks for sticking around, and thanks for tuning in. You're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is All Chat, the video game talk show, where we talk about video games and stuff most of the time. But right now we're a training show, and we're out of here, actually. This is your guys' last training show. How does that feel?
Pretty good.
Did it feel easy? It's supposed to feel easy. I picked the wrong one. Don't worry, I'm new here. No. It was actually on purpose. We didn't want you to talk.
Yeah, you didn't want to hear me.
It's just you and me. What were you going to say?
Just a breeze.
Just a breeze, yeah. I mean, as long as you feel like you learned something, or you feel like more. After this show, you're like, yeah, I can tackle my own show. Maybe a little bit of nervousness still, but that's normal.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Normal. But definitely more than 2 weeks ago. Just remember, card access is important. Make sure your card works. It's nothing worse than showing up and thinking that it's going to work and it doesn't, like the first time we were here. And I couldn't. It was so embarrassing. It was like, I can't even get into my own show for my own trainees. So we're going to leave you guys on the robotic DJ while we head out. And next week, I'll be here with DJ Heejay again, and we're going to be talking about something specific to video games. We haven't decided the topic, but we usually do days beforehand so we can actually prepare and actually make a real type of podcast video or talk show thing. As we realized that coming in here and just improvising wasn't great.
You got a big release coming up next week.
What?
Far Cry 5 comes out.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. That's right. I've never been a fan of Far Cry. It just looks like Borderlands slash, like, it just looks like other games I've played. So,
that's very true.
But it looks beautiful. It always looks beautiful. All right. So we're going to head out of here. I hope everyone has a great Friday and a great weekend. It's the start of the weekend. Do you guys want to say bye?
Bye.
Goodbye.
And then plug your show. What's the name of your show? Come on.
I haven't gotten that.
Don't know.
Come on, guys. You're killing me.
Sorry.
I'm setting you up and just nothing there. All right. Well, you'll hear them at some point. Maybe if you're awake between 2 a.m. and 8 a.m.
If we plug a show, we don't know the time.
Yeah. Well, just the name of the show. You know, be on the lookout for this name of the show. My first show was named Discovery Mode, kind of like Bluetooth, because it was meant for like discovery music.
Oh.
I thought it was really cool. I think it is cool. But so we're done here. Catch you guys next week. Bye-bye.
For that reason.